start a journey, not a fad. Kick off your fitness journey with up to $500 off Peloton Bike, Bike Plus, or Tread packages. Choose the package that will take your training to the next level with accessories like our cycling shoes, heart rate band, non-slip grip dumbbells, and more. Join now and you'll see why 92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later. All access membership separate. Offer ends January 8th, 2023. Excludes Bike, Bike Plus, and Tread Basics. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
You are tuned in to another edition of Americana Music Profiles, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's jump right in to the next exciting interview. When Jerry Salley began putting together his new record label, Billy Blue Records, he obviously needed some new acts to sign to his roster. There was a new group forming, and just so happened they needed a label. Darryl Webb and Barry Abernathy had a new group in mind, and this was the right moment to get in the studio and launch the band. Darryl is my guest on this edition of Americana Music Profiles as we talk about their new band and the origins for a lot of the songs that will be part of the Appalachian Roadshow. So good morning, Darryl. Welcome to the podcast.
How you doing, sir?
Good, good. Thanks for taking some time out of your busy schedule to talk to us about this new project that you guys got going on.
Oh, no problem at all. Yeah, we're pretty excited about it. I've been knowing Barry Abernathy for a really long time, and we've kind of played music together off and on and for the last, I guess, last 15, 20 years or so. But yeah. I've always wanted to play music with him, and he's one of my favorite singers and one of my favorite musicians in the whole wide world, and I just love him to death.
And you guys are calling this the Appalachian Roadshow. Where did that come from?
That was, kind of me and Barry together kind of came up with that name. He had come up with the Appalachian part, and he had come up with Appalachian Roadshow, but we kind of tossed around a couple of different names, and we kind of just stuck with that one. And, you know, it kind of describes what we're trying to do, you know, the culture and the history and the music of basically the Appalachian Mountain people that we're, you know, trying to put together for this thing. And it kind of describes where me and him come from, and because we're both from the mountains. He's from LJ, Georgia, and I'm from southern West Virginia. So okay. You can't get more mountain than that.
Right. Yeah. And you mentioned having a bit of an agenda with this project. Tell me a little bit more about that. I was reading in the notes that it's not just a catchy name. You guys really have a mission behind what you're doing with the music.
Well, dude, we want to kind of turn it into a, instead of somebody coming to see just another band to a show, or a band to a concert, we want to turn it into more like a show to where you're kind of going through a history lesson of the music, but you get great music as an added bonus, you know. For the most part, you know, we want to go through every kind of culture of the music that's been created. Like there's you know, old time music and a cappella gospel songs, and then old time fiddle tunes, you know, that sort of thing. Just go through it. It's more basically describing the culture of the Appalachian region, of the Appalachian mountain people, and, you know, so forth. But it's been a great experience so far. The album turned out great, and it's by far my favorite thing I've done in the past 20 years.
Wow, that's awesome. How long has this been incubating? Have you guys been kind of pondering putting this together?
We have. We've been talking about it for about a year and a half, 2 years, probably off and on. And, you know, I've had my own band, the Darrell Webb Band, for the past almost 10 years. And, you know, I think it was just time for me personally to do something different and, you know, to actually have somebody have another partner in a band to where, you know, the business part of it wasn't just all on my shoulders. Uh-huh. And I went and carrying all the load, and it really helps.
Yeah, yeah. So will this become the full-time band that you guys are focused on, or will you have the your own bands as a side thing, or is this truly going to be it for a while?
No, this is going to be it. This is my last season with Darrell Webb Band. I'll be done in November.
Okay.
And then for next year, I'll be mainly focused on the new band.
Okay. Did you guys write new music for this, or are you reviving old tunes or combination? Where's the music coming from?
Just reviving old tunes. I mean, we dug all the way back to, you know, like there's a song on the record called Milwaukee Blues. It was an old Charlie Poole song.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And we've actually dug from, you know, the Chestnut Grove Quartet way back in the day. There's a song on there called I'm a Pilgrim that the Chestnut Grove Quartet done back in the early, probably 1930s.
Okay.
And then the single is actually the single that'll be released on September 12th. I just heard from Jerry Sally a little while ago. It's called Dance, Dance, Dance. And it was actually a Steve Miller Band tune.
Right. Yeah, I remember
but
that.
But it made for a great, you know, bluegrass, happy sounding, kind of old time tune.
That's cool.
And we kind of threw a little Bill Monroe flavor in there to it, too. So it turned out to be a great bluegrass song.
Wow. That's cool. Did you or will you write some original material for this project as well?
We didn't write anything for this one, but, you know, we're working on writing stuff for the next one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's cool. Who else is involved musicianally? Who are some of the other guys in the group?
Sure, yeah, I'll give you a rundown here. It's me and Barry and fiddle player Jim Bankley, who's
sure.
been, you know, nominated for Grammys and worked in a band, Mountain Heart, and has played with different country artists and
yeah.
produced a bunch of records. Actually, Jim produced a couple records for me.
Yeah,
cool. He produced Breaking Down the Barriers and the 20th anniversary record that I came out with a couple years ago called Dream Big. And Jim's such a great producer, and he thinks a lot outside the box. And, you know, such a great producer, great fiddle player, one of my all-time favorite fiddle players. That guy's great, man.
Yeah, for sure.
And then Todd Phillips, legendary bass player Todd Phillips, who's worked on numerous projects. You know, famous guitar player Tony Rice did all the bluegrass album band sessions, did all the a bunch of stuff that Tony did, like all the jazz records that he did, like Backwaters and so forth and so forth. Done a bunch of sessions with and played and with David Grisman Quintet for a long time, and I've always it's kind of weird because I've been listening to bluegrass album bands since I was 12 years old.
Yeah,
and I've had a chance to play with every member that's been in that band except for Todd.
Hmm.
And I never dreamed that one day I'd be playing in a band with him.
Yeah,
so
that's cool.
That it's been great. Todd's a great player.
Yeah, that's awesome. When do you guys start out officially touring as the road show?
Let's see. Our first show for next year right now is in April. It'll be April 19th and 20th.
Okay.
And I'm sure they'll probably be more stuff come along, but we're actually doing a couple of showcases at IBMA this year in September.
Oh, good. Okay.
And we played one show this year. It was in Sayersville, Kentucky on September 5th.
Okay.
It was kind of a paid rehearsal day, really.
Yeah.
But it went great, and we had a blast, man. It was
That's
so
awesome.
Much fun.
It seems like there's more collaborations going on in the industry now, where guys and gals. I'm also thinking of Sister Sadie, where you know you've got folks from that have done different things in different bands, and you kind of get you get a group of seasoned musicians together and create this new project, which certainly gives the listeners an amazing experience of some new music. But it seems like that's kind of a new theme in the bluegrass industry.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people doing it these days, like Band of Brooks and the Southern scene is kind of like that, because they have so many great musicians in that band. It's
kind of just
a big collaboration of great musicians together.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, it certainly is a treat for the listeners to see, guys and gals that have been band leaders to kind of come together and create a new project. Make it difficult or easier, or how is it to work with different guys that have all been industry leaders, including yourself in your own right, to come together and kind of start a new thing when you've all sort of been in charge of it in some other area of your career?
Well, we all kind of think the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So it really makes it pretty easy.
Yeah.
Especially
cool.
With those kind of caliber musicians in your band, everybody kind of feels the music the same way, and everybody kind of thinks the same way. So, and we all come from the same school, so it's been really easy.
Yeah, that's awesome. The name of the record itself is titled what?
It's just Barry Abernathy and Daryl Webb present Appalachian Roadshow.
Okay. Yeah, okay, that's easy enough. And you were on a fairly new record label, right? Billy Blue Records with Jerry Sally?
Yeah, that's right. They started out as a gospel music label over in Nashville, Tennessee. It's called Daywind Records. So
oh, sure, okay.
Jerry had been talking to Ed Leonard over there in Nashville about putting together a bluegrass label and an Americana label. So they got together and decided that it would be a great idea. And Barry had talked to Jerry and Ed. We were looking for a place to do a record, and they just so happens they have a great studio there. So it was kind of easy to find a place to do the record, since the record label had a great studio. So Barry talked to Jerry and Ed about the idea of what we had in mind to do a record, and we were the first people that they signed.
Oh wow, that's awesome! Cool. Okay. Well, it's nothing like signing a hit out of the gate before you even get started.
Well, I hope it turns out to be a hit.
Yeah, that's awesome. When does the album itself officially drop? When can folks get that?
October 26th.
Okay.
Is the release date for the album.
And where's the best way for people to reach out, learn about the band, maybe listen to a couple of the tracks before the record comes out, kind of thing? Website, social media?
Yeah, you can get on the. We have a website, but it's kind of under. It's kind of slowly building its way up.
Okay.
But the website is AppalachianRoadshow.com.
Okay.
And we're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, so we're on every social media network known to man.
will you guys bring your personal catalogs into the central location so people can find your earlier works if they don't have that?
Yeah. Yeah, we sure will.
Yeah, good. Well, thanks, Daryl. I appreciate it. I know you're traveling today, so I appreciate you taking time to speak with us, and we certainly wish you the best of luck on this. I'm excited about it, and I can't wait to get a chance to hear you guys do this thing live. It sounds really cool.
Oh, you're welcome, buddy. Yeah, we're pretty excited about it. We're really, really looking forward to it.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
Start a journey, not a fad. Kick off your fitness journey with up to $500 off Peloton Bike, Bike Plus, or Tread packages. Choose the package that will take your training to the next level with accessories like our cycling shoes, heart rate band, non-slip grip dumbbells, and more. Join now and you'll see why 92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later. All access membership separate. Offer ends January 8th, 2023. Excludes Bike, Bike Plus, and Tread Basics. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.